Welcome to a podcast of the Digital Book Report 2013, presented by June Jammerch Parsons. This podcast was recorded at the 2013 TA Conference in Reno, Nevada.
One place that you might find trouble is on Amazon. And the reason I say that is because of Amazon's click to look inside feature. Now, let me just explain a little bit about New Perspectives. This book, this probably is relevant to some of you. I have a comprehensive version, an introductory version, and a brief version. Okay, the comprehensive version is 12 chapters. The intro version is 8 chapters, and the brief version is 4 chapters. All right? So when you go onto Amazon and you look inside the comprehensive book, the entire first chapter is there, every page of it, plus about 100 other pages from the book. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if I was a student and I was assigned the brief book, well, I could go over there and I can get a fourth of the book. So another thing that I suggest that you do is to go to Amazon and look inside your textbooks and see how much is available to students on the look inside feature. And if there's too much, contact your editor and let them know that Amazon has put up too much information from your book. Because how much information from our textbooks needs to be up there? Really? 10 pages? That's probably enough for students to get an idea of what the book is about. And consecutive pages, do they need to be consecutive? Probably not. So I personally wish that Amazon would change its policy on its textbook look and size. I think that their current policy really sucks. Okay, so getting to the end here. This was this quote that I started out with. Books will soon be obsolete in public schools. Well, who said that quote? It was Thomas Edison in 1914. And I could end with that, but, you know, the quote is really interesting because he was interviewed for New York Dramatic Mirror magazine. And here's what the quote, the actual context of the quote. Books, declared the inventor with decision, will soon be obsolete in the public schools. Scholars will be instructed through the eye. It's possible to teach every branch of human knowledge with the motion picture. You might just substitute digital there. Our school system will be completely changed in 10 years, is what he said. Now, he also went on to say, I don't think every home will have its own projecting machine, although the wealthier people will possess them, no doubt. The cheapness of film entertainment is due to its popularity among the many. The expenses per capita are extremely small. In a home, the cost would be very great. The future will see motion pictures more or less in the home, while in clubs, in theaters, and in motion picture houses, they will be most popular. So, I'm just going to leave you with, there were a lot of kind of scattered thoughts there and a lot of statistics on digital publishing, but I hope that that helps you kind of put some of this digital stuff into context. And I hope that you can start to apply that to what might be happening with your books as they begin to go digital or as their digital formats change. So I thank you for your attention, and I wish you all a safe journey home. Questions? Yeah.
How do we deal with the psychology of feeling mugged and robbed?
You feel violated.
We do?
Yeah.
I understand. And, you know, this is a time, I think, every time I go to a conference, it's a very Jekyll and Hyde kind of experience. Because I get all these great ideas, and there's all this really cool stuff happening. But then again, there's this dark side. Right? There's the dark side. The speaker that we had the first day was talking about curating our works.
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.